In terms of the question of who has rights to cultural property, there is a whole constellation of very complex, interesting, and in many areas unresolved issues. In terms of human remains and return of human remains, it seems clear to me that very basic human rights transcend and supersede other sorts of interests, particularly scientific inquiry. Most Native American human remains acquired by universities, museums, and other agencies in this country were acquired without consultation with either the closest heirs or affiliated tribes. Their disposition should be determined by the closest heirs or affiliated tribes. And in fact, that's what the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act calls for in its terms and conditions. And I'm a person who played, fortunately, a central role in the establishment of the Act of 1990.